It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. It's Thursday, the day we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. So Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr spent 2 days in Lansing this week trying to convince lawmakers to sign on to a grand bargain that would support Detroit pensions while protecting the collections of the Detroit Institute of Arts. Now, the state is being asked to kick in $350 million, which Governor Snyder says could come from tobacco settlement money. But Ken, House Speaker Jace Bulger has said he will not sign off on a deal unless unions contribute money as well. So what's happening?
Well, the Speaker's walking a fine line here between driving a hard bargain to show that Republicans actually got something in the way of more accountability and so that this doesn't happen again. But he's walking a fine line between driving that hard bargain and the risk of letting this whole thing fall apart. Down in Detroit, actually, the pieces are starting to fall into place to make this happen. And the last big piece is state participation. But he's never going to get total Republican support for this, particularly in an election year. It's going to have to be a bipartisan vote.
Susan, is it at all likely that unions are going to be willing to put money into this plan?
I think that they, at the end of the day, they may not have a choice because the deal could fall apart otherwise. You know, I think that the reason why Bulger is asking the unions themselves to contribute is because obviously retirees are, you know, have been asked to take quite a few cuts themselves. That means angry seniors. And so going after the institution of unions is popular with people in the Republican Party. And also, a lot of those dues go to political activities for the Democratic Party. So it's kind of a win-win.
Just to build on what Susan has said, from a Republican perspective, and you don't have to agree with it, but from a Republican perspective, the unions themselves, not the members per se, but union leadership and the institution bears some responsibility for driving Detroit into bankruptcy through the combination of political power in Detroit and what they demand in terms of wages and benefits, including pension benefits over the years. And like I said, you don't have to agree with that perspective, but that is their perspective. And that's one of the things driving them to a demand that the institution of the union ante up in some fashion in this settlement.
Now, can we have Kevin Orr having closed-door meetings with out-state lawmakers? How does he convince them to support this plan outside of the union piece? What does he have to put on the table?
Well, I think Kevin Orr's message to legislators, Republican legislators in particular, is I've got every other player here participating. And in fact, the last remaining piece to make this happen without prolonged litigation is state participation. So, and Republicans can't afford to be the ones that have let this fall apart.
You know, Susan, as Ken said, he thinks lawmakers have to agree to this deal for the good of the state overall, but there are politics at play and in an election year, no less. So from your perspective, what's the chance this grand bargain is actually going to happen?
Well, I think that's an excellent question. And I think there are an awful lot of negatives that are pulling this deal down. Once you say the word bailout, this becomes toxic for an awful lot of lawmakers who are outstate, and not just Republicans, Democrats as well, who are in key swing seats. They don't really want to be tagged with this either. There are a lot of groups like Americans for Prosperity, a Tea Party group, that are ready to mobilize on this issue. Nobody wants to have a campaign launched against them for bailing out Detroit, even though I think that more and more people are sympathetic to Orr's case, that this is something that's necessary. How you get over those politics in an election year is the $1 million or $350 million question.
Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.